USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation on Tuesday after the final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Speaking from the White House, the president said he took responsibility for the decision to pull out American military forces and said that he was working within the agreement his administration was handed.
My predecessor had made a deal with the Taliban. When I came into office, we faced a deadline, May 1. The Taliban onslaught was coming. We faced one of two choices: follow the agreement of the previous administration and extend it to have, or extend, have more time for people to get out, or send in thousands of more troops and escalate the war. To those asking for a third decade of war in Afghanistan, I ask, what is the vital national interest?
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
With Americans having been left behind in Afghanistan, one retired Special Forces soldier is organizing evacuations from the country. Lance Pry has more.
Leaving our brothers and sisters behind in a foreign country amplifies how poorly President Biden has handled the deadly exit in Afghanistan. One patriot has stepped up to do what the federal government has failed to do: get Americans and her allies out of country. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann has spent decades in the Army Special Forces. He tells Fox News his teams have been extracting people out of Afghanistan and is a glimmer of hope to those left behind by the commander-in-chief.
We're reposturing to do recovery operations now that the airport's been abandoned. And we've already started moving families out. We got one family out of an Afghan-trained Green Beret. His wife went into labor at the Taliban checkpoint. We've already moved her out of the country, and we'll be reuniting him within the state soon. So OperationRecovery.org, and we're not going to stop until we get them all out.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new study finds adults who ate a handful of walnuts every day modestly lowered their levels of LDL cholesterol. Consuming walnuts daily also reduced the number of LDL particles, a predictor of cardiovascular disease risk. ABC News Chief Medical Contributor Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins ABC's Good Morning America with the details of the study.
Half of them ate walnuts, about a half a cup a day. The other did not. And they found, in terms of their lipid profile, their cholesterol numbers, the group who ate the nuts had about a 4.4% decrease in their overall or total cholesterol. They had a 3.6% decrease in their LDL or lousy cholesterol, which is good. Here's the caveat. These were not people with significantly elevated cholesterol. We have to be clear. For those people, diet matters, but medication can be life-saving, and that is the gold standard. Yep.
South Korea is banning Google and Apple payment monopolies. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
South Korean lawmakers passed a bill Tuesday that will prevent Google and Apple from forcing software developers to use their payment systems for in-app purchases. The bill, which will become the first law of its kind after it's signed by President Moon Jae-in, will reduce Google and Apple's dominance over app developers and their access to commissions from the app sales.
More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.